This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Wednesday Talk Show on this Wednesday, April 29th. I'm Terry Toad, and joining me in studio is Will Shelter, who is with the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation and the Extension Service. And Will, good morning. Glad to have you on the program today.
Good morning, Terry.
Now, this is a new setup for the Economic Development Corporation, and most people probably have heard about it or seen it, but may not know exactly how this all ties together. But it's rather a symbiotic relationship now between these two organizations.
That's correct, Terry. The University of Illinois, one of their goals, obviously, is to spur on economic development in communities, especially rural communities. And a lot of the goals of the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation really aligns with those things, with education and helping communities as well, bettering the area around. Yeah,
education's kind of the silver bullet, isn't it?
Right. And that's something that MCEDC, we really want to see grow in this particular area, is not just when we think of education, not just public schools, but in the sense training our workforce so that people are ready to fulfill those high need jobs in our area.
Will, you're kind of the new kid on the block here for the corporation. What drew you to this particular job? What was the interesting thing that you saw in this job?
What really interested me was the fact that I got to work with so many different people. I love working with people from all different walks of life. And there was something that I could see that I could really make a difference in my community. And I really just was excited at the opportunity that somebody would actually pay me to try to make a difference. It's just one of those things that is great. And I'm excited for the opportunity to do this.
And you're not from the central Illinois area originally.
That's correct. I'm from northern Illinois, not Chicago, but Ottawa, Illinois.
There are places in northern Illinois outside of Chicago.
Yes.
We know that, yes.
Yes. I mean, I grew up, I think the closest Kroger was 10 miles from my house. I mean, I grew up in the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
And probably what you learned growing up in that area, and because it was basically rural, you're going to bring with you to the job.
Yeah, that's correct, Terry. Growing up, my community was very much so, had a lot of problems as far as economic development. And over my high school years, I saw the community change and leaders come on board, and was really excited about that process. And since I've seen it in my own rural community happen, I would love to see it happen here as well, more so. Yeah.
And of course, the corporation's trying to make the county more attractive and try to educate people and try to draw people in. I suspect that one of the toughest things for people is to see what's been happening and then trying to get them to think in terms, okay, if this isn't working, we need to do something maybe a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean that's essentially it. That if you're doing the same thing, it's a form of insanity, right? I mean
the roof that needs fixed.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That we have to try to find what are our specific solutions, because what worked in my county growing up won't necessarily work here, obviously. But just what works for Montgomery County, and what are those things that we can really, you know, tackle on?
Well, let's talk a little bit about education and the Economic Development Corporation. I know one thing that's involved is an entrepreneur camp. And tell us a little bit about that and who might be involved in that.
Yeah, this is really exciting. Over the summer, we have for 5th grade and through 8th grade, kids can actually sign up for our Next Top Product Youth Entrepreneur Camp. We have two different sites and two different dates. The first camp begins June 29th through July 11th, and it's 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. And the second one is in Hillsboro, and that's July 13th through the 15th. That's also 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., and that's at the University of Illinois Extension. And it's really simple. You can register online. It's free.
That's probably the greatest thing about it. It's free.
Right. We're offering this. This is through the U of I Extension, and it's free. And kids can, it's really cool. They can work with a team to imagine a new product. They learn how to create a business plan, developing marketing. These are education opportunities that we want. They could either, they can register online, or they could also register by calling the extension as well.
I noticed that the name, the Next Top Product, you know, like the next supermodel, the next singer, the next whatever. So this kind of grabs the attention of young people.
Right, right. It's kind of the what we were at the very end of the camp. It's really neat.
In my day, we used to call it hip, but I don't think they use that anymore.
No, we don't use the word.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's from the Dark Ages.
Yeah, so. Yeah. This particular one, it's almost like we're having like a Shark Tank kind of thing at the very end, where the teams get to pitch their product to a team of potential investors. Now they won't be berating the kids or you know yelling at the kids or anything like that, but just gives the kids an opportunity to present their ideas.
Do you think that there might be some product that somebody might say, hey, you know, that's not a bad idea?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, I remember working with some students in Nokomis and them reading an article about how kids do come up with some great product ideas that fulfill some of their needs, because obviously they're sometimes the best people to tell you what exactly, you know, kids their age want.
And isn't that the case where, you know, the adults think in terms of adults, but we don't think in terms of kids necessarily? And, you know, well, this is what the kids need. Well, should we ask them first, maybe? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be a great idea. What a great idea. So yeah. There's no cost for this.
All no cost.
Just sign up. How late can they go before signing up? Maybe a day or two before?
Yeah, maybe a day or two before. Okay. Contact the extension office. They have more of those finer details as far as pickup times and things like that.
Will they need any materials or anything? Bring your brain power, right?
Just bring your brain power. Just come with, your entrepreneurial spirit. We want you there, and it's going to be great. Kids sometimes have, like, nothing to do in the summer, and this is a great opportunity during the day that, you know, kids can get out of their parents' hair and
I guess we could always say, hey, your friends are going to be there.
Right.
Make it a social event.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's a cool thing to do this summer is to create a new product and start a business. I mean, why other kids may be going to a Cardinals game, and you could be starting, you know, your own business, potentially making money eventually.
There you go. You'd be your first step toward being a billionaire, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
We're talking with Will Shelter from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation here on the Wednesday Talk Show. We've been talking about the Entrepreneur Camp coming up this summer. Let's talk, Will, about the CEO program. This is a big, big part of what the corporation is doing, and it's extremely important. And it starts, this fall for kids in high school?
Yeah, the CEO program starts this fall for high schools in the area. They come and they converge in the mornings. So kids are actually that were accepted to this program. We have 17 students. They will actually meet in the mornings. And it's really a neat program because how do you teach business? Well, they're actually going to meet business leaders. And it's really going to be a fascinating experience. It's already been used in Effingham. And we have a facilitator, Dr. Ryan Follis, who's going to be heading it up. And he has a lot of experience in business. But a lot of the teaching will actually be local business leaders. Mm-hmm. So it's really a neat experience.
Is this similar to a job shadow type situation, perhaps?
Similar, yes. Mm-hmm. But what's going to be so different is the students will get to see so many different ways and so many different things. I mean, it's not just going to be small business, but it's going to be industry. It's going to be all different walks of life as far as seeing how business operates on a day-to-day basis.
And I guess that's great for the students because so many students really don't know what they want to do as far as a career is concerned. And obviously, careers, you can change careers throughout your lifetime, but this would certainly open their eyes to a lot of possibilities.
Yeah, we hope that it would open up their eyes to a lot of possibilities, and then it would also generate ideas. And the idea is that they eventually would start up their own business, and we would start to see economic development that way, that students would come and try to do that in our own communities.
I guess we ought to go back to the very premise of what the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation is all about. They are talking, you know, Montgomery County is a great place to put your business, to have your business, mm-hmm. and basically it's an outreach to get the word out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of our things that we do. It's to get the word out to help spur on economic development, but it's also we see ourselves as a resource to current businesses, that if a business in the area has questions or any way that we can help out, maybe with grants or things like that, that we want to be a resource to them, that it's not only just bringing in new business, but it's also retaining the businesses that we have.
And that's probably as tough as anything, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Retaining the business.
Yeah, exactly. That, you know, a business has been here a long time and they want to grow, but maybe they can't or something. They start looking elsewhere, and we'd like to try to provide solutions and different avenues that they can explore as far as growth and staying here in the county. Yeah.
Well, we mentioned earlier about how the Economic Development Corporation interacts with the Extension Service, and in particular in education. But it also interacts with the Montgomery County Board and various other governmental entities around the county. And how does the corporation, you know, what do they do for these entities like the county board and for the various communities in our county?
It's basically a lot of times we listen. We hear what the needs are in the community. Go to a mayor, and the mayor just tells me what are some of the things that his community is, you know, struggling with, or what are some of the challenges that he may have. I keep my ear open then, and I hear other leaders, and I hear opportunities that are coming out of Springfield, out of the state legislature, or hear opportunities from the federal government. And that's kind of the connecting point, is that we're more like a connecting point in the sense that we're hearing from all different sides of the table, and we try to connect those programs with the needs of our area.
And I suspect that when you talk to people in a small community and the county board members, a lot of this is the same stuff you hear, you know, the same needs.
Oh, yeah.
They're all basically on the same page saying, okay, so how do we do this? And I guess getting everybody together and getting everybody to share ideas is the first best step.
Yeah. That it's interesting to see that a lot of, you know, the issues that are coming up are the same ones across the board. There isn't anything that seems foreign or anybody really off. Off in no man's land, so to speak. But yeah, that it is we're all one large community, so to speak, in this area in central Illinois, that really there's really no difference in a lot of ways when it comes to the issues that we're facing in our communities.
The one great thing I think the Economic Development Corporation has done is point out that Montgomery County and the whole central Illinois area, our listening area, is a great place to live, number one. You know, there are factors like obviously, the economy struggles, but it struggles everywhere. But, you know, the tax rates are lower. There are a lot of advantages to living in an area like this. You're close enough to a St. Louis, close enough to a Springfield. You have a lot of different things going that are on the plus side that sometimes we just don't take time to realize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, a great example for me is, I think oftentimes we do forget that. I think that is a good point, that we are really in the center of quite a few large cities and a lot of economic opportunities. I mean, the fact that we have an interstate going through our county and through our area, well, there's a lot of counties in America that do not have that access point. That's like, and the fact that we have, I don't know how many different railroads, and there's a lot of different ways that we can actually spur on economic development. And then just coming from a quality of life side. I mean, the fact that you can grow your own food. My sister lives in Colorado. It's a desert, essentially. I mean, there is no garden, you know, like you can't grow green peppers in a desert, you know, and it's one of those things that
well, you can, but it's going to be pretty expensive.
Yeah, exactly. The water bill will kill you alone. But yeah, I mean, so yeah, we don't realize a lot of times that we're only an hour outside of a city of 2 million people, metropolitan. I mean, that has great baseball team. We have, you know, we're right near the Capitol. We're not too far away from a great university, University of Illinois, and many other universities, EIU and UIS, and we have private colleges around us. We're really at a really crossroads, so to speak, of America. I mean, you can see that with Route 66 and everything. I mean, it really shows you that it's a really neat place to live.
And well, you did mention the University of Illinois, and perhaps I need to throw this out here before we run out of time, that the U of I, a lot of people have questions about a lot of different things, but the U of I is there to help them. And it doesn't cost you to place a phone call and ask somebody at the University of Illinois. And a good place to start would be probably the Extension Service.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we have, you know, 4-H programs. We have several different programs that the U of I uses to help communities throughout the throughout the state. And yeah, it's a resource. I think a lot of times people don't realize how big of a resource it actually is, that we do more than just play football and basketball.
And grow corn,
right? Exactly. Essentially, that the University of Illinois is a huge resource as far as what they can provide as far as the latest in technology and the latest in different techniques for their businesses and for the And for the agriculture community as well.
Well, I suspect you're probably available to speak to organizations who may want more information about the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation and what the corporation does in cooperation with the Extension Service. They can always give the give you a call.
Yeah, that's correct. The number, and I have this on me all the time, it's my cell phone. The number you can contact me at is 217-851-4332. Once again, 217-851-4332. And that's my cell number. I have it always on me. Even when I go home at night, so it's there. You can get a hold of me. I can't always guarantee I'll answer your question, you know, right?
But you will get back to them.
I will always get back to them, yes. I keep a running list of people I need to contact, and I will try to service the community the best I can.
Before we run out of time, let's very quickly touch on the programs coming up for the summertime, the Youth Entrepreneur Camp, the next top product, Youth Entrepreneur Camp. Those dates again?
June 29th, July 1st in Litchfield at the Lincoln Land Community College. And then the other one is in Hillsboro at the Extension Office, July 13th through the 15th.
Okay. And that's grades 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th.
That's correct.
Basically the junior high age.
Yeah, junior high age.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you can just call the Extension Service to 532-3941.
That's
right?
Correct.
Something
that's
like
correct.
That. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how about the CEO program? That starts up this fall for high school.
Right. And we've already, those classes are already filled.
They're filled. Okay.
But they will be openings for next year.
Okay.
And that we really hope to have a larger class. And yeah.
How many students have signed up for that?
17.
17 students.
Yeah, okay. All from different schools in the county. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's great to see young people get involved. And I guess when young people get involved, it kind of gives us hope that maybe they're going to return back, you know, after going to college or doing whatever they do and settle back here in our communities. Because that's been the big problem. You know, so many of the jobs have moved out of the town and so many of the people have gone with those jobs. And you know, we get some people moving back in, some families moving back in. It does so many positives. Number one, it gives us, you know, a better tax base. It helps our school districts. It helps so many things. And plus, it just, you know, revitalizes the whole county. So that's what we're kind of hoping for.
Right,
maybe
right.
We give people a good excuse to come back to Montgomery.
Exactly,
County.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Will, I'm glad you joined us this morning. It's a pleasure and welcome to the area. And I think you have some exciting things ahead of you here with the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. Should be a fun ride. So, again, if people have any questions, can they give you a holler? What's your number again?
My number again is 217-851-4332.
Will Shelter from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Terry.
That's it for the Wednesday Talk Show here on this April the 29th, 2015. For the Wednesday Talk Show in WSMI, I'm Terry Tote.